Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the day's big news story. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you the story on India's COVID-19 vaccine diplomacy in its immediate neighborhood. Less than a week after rolling out its national vaccination plan, India on Wednesday began exporting COVID-19 vaccines to its neighbors in order for them to meet their requirements even as the pandemic continues to disrupt life and livelihoods. India offered Oxford AstraZeneca's Covishield, manufactured in India by the Pune-based Serum Institute of India, as a gift and gesture of goodwill to countries such as Bhutan, Maldives, Bangladesh, Nepal, Mauritius, Myanmar, and Seychelles, as part of New Delhi's Neighborhood First policy. The government is calling it Vaccine Maitri. And according to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is deeply honored to be a long-trusted partner in meeting healthcare needs of the global community. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, prior to the delivery of vaccines, a training program covering administrative and operational aspects was being conducted. Immunization managers, cold chain officers, communication officers, and data managers of the recipient countries are being trained, both at national as well as provincial levels. The first consignment took off for Thimphu Wednesday, containing 150,000 doses of Covishield vaccines via AN-32 military transport aircraft. Bhutan was the first country to receive the vaccines from India. This was followed by a shipment carrying 100,000 vaccines to the Maldives. This was done as part of the commitment made by India's Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla during his visit there in November last year, when he announced that as a close partner and friend, India would accord priority to the Maldives for providing vaccines whenever these vaccines are ready. Since the Maldives has a population of about 500,000, the donation will cover the vaccination requirement of a significant percentage of its population. In addition, the government of Maldives has also proposed to purchase 300,000 doses of vaccines from Serum Institute at commercial rates. Maldives, in fact, has been the first and one of the largest beneficiaries of India's COVID-related assistance. This includes assistance in the evacuation of Maldives nationals from Wuhan when the pandemic broke out last year, the supply of essential medicines and food items, and deployment of a 14-member rapid response team consisting of doctors and paramedics in March last year to guide and train Maldivian authorities and personnel in tackling COVID-19. Maldives Foreign Minister Abdullah Shahid has publicly announced that India has been the first and the best responder for his country during this crisis. Next, it was Bangladesh's turn. Dhaka has been anxiously waiting for the vaccine from India to arrive in order to kickstart its inoculation plan beginning this month itself. In fact, Bangladesh's Foreign Minister A.K. Abdul Momen had stated in a press conference on 5th of January, way before India even started its own vaccination drive, that Dhaka will get the vaccines by the month end. A consignment of 2 million doses of Covishield reached Dhaka Thursday. In addition, Bangladesh will be procuring 30 million doses as part of a deal between Bangladesh's Beximco Pharmaceuticals with SII. On Thursday, Nepal also received 1 million doses of vaccine as per a request made by the KP Sharma Oli government last year. Myanmar and Seychelles are also expected to receive the shipments today, even as the government plans to ship the vaccines to more countries in the coming months. Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, and Mauritius are also in the pipeline, even as they work out their own respective regulatory clearances. Meanwhile, Pakistan on Thursday announced that it will procure 500,000 doses of vaccines from China by 31st January. According to Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, this was decided over a phone call between him and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Qureshi said that the Pakistan government has approved emergency use authorization of China's Sinopharm vaccine. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in the days to come. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.